Good morning. My name is Rohan Kulkarni, and I lead the healthcare and life sciences practice here at HFS Research. This morning, I'm joined by John Squay, who is the Senior Vice President and Head of CTS Tech's Provider Business. The HFS Horizons HCP Service Providers 2024 study focused on the supplier landscape addressing health systems, hospitals, and healthcare providers globally. We captured input from 36 IT and business service suppliers and over 200 health system and hospital leaders. The study evaluated the supplier landscape for its ability to address the triple aim of care, which is to reduce the cost of care, enhance the experience of care, and improve health outcomes. The study is rich in its content, and three key attributes and insights stood out to me. The first is that financial pressures take center stage for health systems and hospitals. The end of the pandemic-driven stimulus has returned healthcare providers to a new reality with even greater pressure to remain above water financially. Given the deteriorating health outcomes in the U.S. and other large population centers around the world, demand for care is increasing, but not the ability to pay for it. Number two, IT and business service supplier capabilities and attitudes have shifted towards the possibilities. Service providers have improved their ability to address complex clinical and financial challenges by attracting talent from the industry, investing in key technologies, and becoming bolder in their go-to-market approach. And lastly, despite all of the progress, opportunities continue to be missed to address the triple aim of care. While many service providers have the capabilities to address all the attributes of the triple aim of care and have ample evidence to showcase results, health systems and hospitals remain entrenched in the legacy paradigm of addressing episodic symptoms rather than holistic care, holistic health. John, CTS Tech was placed in Horizon 3 for its ability to address all three attributes of the triple aim of care and recognized as a market leader. What are your thoughts of that placement?
Well, number one, we're exceptionally thankful that that recognition, that we've been able to earn that recognition, and that it's been conveyed by our clients and other industry leaders, obviously, such as yourself being an analyst. So I think that one of the things that was truly impactful for us is the dimensions of pre-care, care, and post-care, and looking at the ability to supplement and enrich the experience of patients and providers through healthcare information technology and data-driven types of insights on all three of those portions of the care life cycle.
Excellent. John, as you look to the future of the health systems and hospital needs, how do you see CTS Tech playing a part?
Yeah. You know, I think as building on what we've been working on for the last 15 years, which is really, you know, helping to help organizations codify, digitize, and then be able to analyze the digital assets that they have about the story of health of their patients and the ability to really amplify the workflows beyond just paper and manual effort. The next 5 years are going to be basically taking all of that effort that has been done with medical record digitization and e-prescribing and all of that foundational infrastructure, and creating a capability to have a connected factory of care beyond the walls of the hospital. And what I mean by that is, while we've talked about patient-centered care and the focus areas around the patient, I think that's right. But what's really important is that the patient is exceptionally mobile in their day. They're mobile in where they're going to live from year to year. They're mobile in their travel, and people can get sick during any time. The thing that's really exceptionally important is for the entire U.S. healthcare system to be able to exchange information. So no matter where that patient presents, the knowledge of the longitudinal medical record, the ability to know who that patient is from an identity and personalized standpoint, will be able to be used by every system, not just the one that they call home. And so when we think about, that's a really hard problem to solve, but the bright spot is that with the new TEFCA framework and the qualified health information networks that are all now have come online last December or are now really starting to march ahead, we truly do have a core of interoperability, which then we can take things like Salesforce from a CRM perspective and to really personalize care. We can take things like automation and start to, you know, use an API-driven approach to be able to present that patient's, you know, core information to virtually any key healthcare provider that may need to call on that, no matter where they're located. So I think that that's really, this personalization is being enabled by this foundation. The ability to truly focus on the delivering the right answers at the right time are going to be built on that foundation. And that's both decision support and data-driven insights for doctors, as well as all clinicians. And then I think the third thing is that the patients themselves are going to see a completely different, and are starting to see a completely different modality on which they interact with their providers through a digital type of capability. So these are the three horizons, and this is where we're marching ahead.
Excellent. So clearly, John, technology is going to play a huge part in terms of how personalization is going to manifest itself in terms of improving the health of patients and consumers. Excellent. John, we wish you the very best at Citius Tech, and thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Wonderful. Thank you all. Everyone stay healthy.